As a homeowner, I can't help myself. I'm always thinking about fixing this and changing that. For the money, for the beauty, for the knowledge and the peace of mind. It's about time for the Love My Renovation Project with Mike Young.
Hello and welcome to Love My Renovation Project. Well, we don't love every one of them. We love most of them. Since the last show, we've had a lot of inquiries, a lot of emails telling me to talk about this and that. So we're going to get right into those questions and answers and see where it goes from there. Feel free to call in if you want to. We'll answer your specific questions. But for the first part of the biggest question that came through this past week was, renovation loan. What is a 203? And a 203K refers to section 203, subsection K of the HUD/FHA manual. Just like the FHA loan that everyone has heard about for years is the 203B. So if you've ever heard about an FHA loan from 1933 up until currently, is most of the time they're talking about the 203B. Section 203, subsection B, but when you get down to 203K, that's the one that has renovation in it. So you can actually do a myriad of repairs to your home. Under the FHA 203K, no luxury items are allowed, but they do allow lots of other things. I mean, if you got a septic system to be repaired or installed, sewer laterals, placement. We've done complete foundation replacements. The house is there, becomes the basis of your 203K, and then we can put the foundation. You can also do it the other way. If you've seen a foundation sitting on a lot like I have in Vallejo, California, that lot or that foundation that's been there and used to have a house on it can be rebuilt. We can put a house on it with the FHA 203K program. So 203K is just one of several renovation products that are available to you. One is, of course, the 203K FHA product, and there's a Fannie Mae home style renovation mortgage, which works very much like the 203K, except it's got more latitude. You can be an investor. You can do a second home with that loan, where the 203K is owner-occupied only. The other one that's just come up recently is the VA renovation loan. So veterans could still get 100% financing on a house, no money down whatsoever because they were veterans, and get up to $35,000 in renovation with that and still get that 100% financing. So that's pretty cool. So all you vets out there, if you're looking to buy a house, then you've got a real potential deal there. And if you've got a small repair at existing house, you can probably do the refinance and do that smaller repair up to $35,000. So let's see, home style difference. Oh, the home style does have some limitations. The home style, the amount of money that you can only use up to 50% of the for renovation. So if you're purchasing a house for $300,000, they would limit your renovation money to $150,000, which is a pretty good size renovation. Build a swimming pool, then home style is the way to go. Last summer, we put a swimming pool in the house. The house was in pretty good shape, but they wanted a swimming pool and a big old patio with a barbecue pit. And you can do those kind of things with the home-style renovation mortgage where you cannot do them with a FHA 203K. So what else have we got here? Oh, in 1994, 3K consultants, but the FHA 203K has actually been around since 1961. So when people tell you it's brand new, and probably 50% of the realtors in this nation think it's brand new, it's actually been here since 1961. It wasn't being utilized as much as HUD thought it should have been because it's a great program. So they came out in 1994 and had a guy by the name of Ken Crandall go out and find out why people weren't using it more. And what Ken found was that most people didn't want to read about an inch thick manual and the 2-inch thick changes to that manual and then spend all that time getting their renovation done. So it was taking 6 months to get a renovation project from start to finish because of the cumbersome. So what happened? Four consultants were created. And in doing so, it's the consultants that have to read the guideline. And now it's 4 inches thick. It's 800 pages. And know the, what, you know, which ones pertain to the consultants of the 203K loan. And that's fine. We all have our cross to bear. But why would you want to use a 203K loan instead of just fixing it on your own with your own money out of pocket? Well, the biggest reason, it's low interest money. Right now, they're running about somewhere between 4 and 5%. Actually, between 4.5 and 4.75 is pretty typical right now. We don't quote rates. We're not lenders. That's just what I'm hearing in the field. But sometimes you outgrow a home, but you love the neighborhood. You've been there, you've got your one kid, and they're just getting into school, and another kid comes along, and you don't really want to move. You like the schools, you like everything about your neighborhood, you know the neighbors and love them. So the option is add another room, add a bedroom, add a bathroom. Maybe your in-laws are getting to the age where you're going to take them in your house. So auxiliary dwelling unit, ADU, might be in order. And all of these are things that you can do with the FHA 203K or the Homestyle. So that's pretty good stuff. Don't have to put mom or dad into a old folks home. You can just keep them right there at your home. Now, I say that cheek. I love my mother-in-law. But what is a 203K loan? If you're going to purchase or refinance, it's money to purchase or refi and get the repairs all added into one low interest loan. The home that you're buying may be in such condition that you can't get a loan on it because of the poor condition it's in. Broken windows, big hole in the living room floor, whatever. We've seen all this. The guy obviously took a motorcycle apart in his living room and the carpet was just black with grease and oil. And then he did that because he was being evicted. So he tore the house apart good before he left, making it unsaleable under standard loan options. So that's where the 203K or the Homestyle loans shine. We can get in there and make those repairs. We can put in a foundation if you need it, repair a foundation. Add a second story. In fact, I'm doing a draw inspection tomorrow on a house that they're adding a complete second story bedroom, master suite to an old house. Making it just right for this little borrower. The house itself was small and there's very little inventory at this time in California. So whenever inventory is low, you have to be innovative. So buyer did is he said, all right, I found a house in a neighborhood I like. It's just not big enough. So he's adding another, 200 square feet to his house, making it what he wants it, and then utilizing one of the downstairs bedrooms as his study or home office, if you will. In any case, this is what you do. So if you've got a client, you're a realtor, and you've got a client, there's no inventory, but the client comes in and says, I need a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, and I cannot stand a 3-bedroom, 2-bath or 1-bath, but I like that neighborhood, then think about a 203K and see what can be done to add another bedroom and bath and make this what they do want. Part of the house is going to be brand new. Look like it all flows together if it's done properly, and it should be. Anyway, we've got another project where they're keeping the in front of the house and 15 feet down each side of the house, and they're turning a 600 square foot house into a 3,000 square foot house. And just keeping those two pieces and the slab foundation, of course. So anyway, that's where we are. If you have questions, and we'll be happy to address. Now, this program can be used on any 1 to 4 family units. In other words, a 1 single family house, a duplex, triplex, or 4-plex. Bingo. It does not have to be that going in. A couple years ago, we did one that was a warehouse, and the city had grown in around it. And it just didn't make sense. Then it was residential in the neighborhood and mixed use. We ended up turning it into live work. So we created a storefront and living area and made 2 units out of 1 big warehouse, or pretty good sized warehouse. I stopped in there the other day just to see if the people knew the old owners, so I could get some of the recent pictures, older pictures when they did the renovation. And when I knocked on the door, it was open. So I stepped in, knocking as I walked through the door, and they looked at me and said, hey, Mike, how are you? So they were still occupying that commercial building and living there, running their business out of it. So it turned out to be quite a good thing for them. A few blocks away, we had another client who was a contractor, a general contractor, and he bought a mixed-use building, turned the downstairs into a showroom. Back door, he had a parking lot and so forth for his trucks. And upstairs, his living unit. So he was taking over the whole building, but just had 1 living unit, and it turned out to be quite a good thing for him as well. So the big thing that came up recently, I had a lender call me and tell me that the deal fell apart because appraisal didn't come in high enough. I bet you've never heard that happening before. So we have... better get over here, open this other window. So if you've ever had an appraisal come in low, 203K could be a solution. Let's say we had one the other day that was a $500,000 purchase and renovation. And the appraisal came in at $500,000 with all the repairs. And there was $30,000 or $40,000 in repairs. So it looked like the deal was dying. The lender called me to say it looks like the deal's dead. The appraisal came in way too low. And I asked him what was way too low, that number. And we went over the numbers together. So he's got a $500,000 appraisal. Under the 203K, we can take and we gain a 10% advantage on the appraisal. So if the appraisal came in at $500,000, we can actually close the loan at $550,000, 10% more, or up to $550,000. In his case, he needed $535,000, so it was still a good. And the lender had just forgotten about that feature, the 203K. So it's up to the consultant to sometimes, remind people of the features that they had forgotten about or just never knew about. The homeowner was ecstatic. They do have to sign a disclosure acknowledging more or getting a loan for more than this house is worth. So it wouldn't hurt to try to get the seller to come down by $35,000. Split it with him, come down $17,500. We'll come up $17,500. But the deal didn't fall apart, did it? And that's what it's all about. So how can you use that to your advantage on a standard loan? You got a 203B. It's just a straight purchase. There's nothing wrong with the house. $500,000 purchase. Some counties, every county, some of you, I may be talking way out of your county maximum loan amount, but just these are just examples. So you got a $500,000 purchase on a 203B. Nothing is wrong with the house. So how can that help? The appraisal comes in at 480. It doesn't come in at 500. Well, of course, the first thing you try to do is renegotiate the purchase price down to 480. That's all the appraisal. But you get some sellers that are just staunch and they're just, no, I'll find another buyer that'll pay me the 500. Well, it's not all dead. If you turn that 203B into a 203K, what we call a limited 203K, none of the other numbers should change. You just get a $50,000 or a $48,000 bump on your appraisal. So now you're right back in there. So the key is know your price and know some of the nuances about them, and you can save a deal by turning it a 203B into a 203K and repair that broken window in the back of the house, or I'm sure you can find something to repair or replace, put in some new carpeting, change the tile countertop in the kitchen. A little bit of be innovative. You know, choose some things that are easy to do and save your loan. You've done a lot of work on that loan up to that point, and for it to fall apart because the appraisal came in low on a standard 203K, just flip it over to a limited 203K, on a standard 203B, flip it over to a limited 203K and gain that 10% advantage on your appraisal. So that's pretty cool. We've got one right now that we're working on that's a duplex that was turned duplex years ago, and the borrower wants to turn it back to a single family house. The zoning will allow it. The city will allow it, so it's not a problem. So we just take one of the kitchens out and reconfigure the house to their new single family use. That's pretty cool. Here, I'm trying to go through these questions that came in. We don't want to miss any of them. We talked about that, how long 203K has been around since 1961. Okay, what if you own a house and you're looking to refurbish it? 203K is, again, the way to go. If you have 20% equity after the work is done, then you might consider a Fannie Mae Homestyle loan instead of a 203K. All FHA loans have what they call private mortgage insurance that you're required to have. On a $500,000 project, I believe it's running about 0.75% right now. So what is that number? You're talking about $300 to $400 a month paying for private mortgage insurance. But if you've got the equity to show 20% after the work is finished, you're looking at the Homestyle loan with no private mortgage insurance. So it's going to save you that $300 a month mortgage insurance policy. What are the loan limits? We got was, what are the loan limits and how much can be borrowed? Well, each county is different. So I'm in California, where we have most of the counties around me. Maximum loan limit is $636,000. and that's the loan amount. So they could buy a house for $656, put their 3.5% down, and still max out the loan. How do you get around that? What if you needed a little bit more? Simple, an EEM, or energy efficient mortgage, to the mix. Any of the energy efficient items that qualify, such as insulation, dual pane windows, and some other high energy users, they actually take those things out of the mortgage, up to 5% of the mortgage. So here we are, going to get more money. They take 5% out of your qualification, and you qualify with a 5% advantage. And then they put that stuff back in the mortgage and actually loan you the money to purchase it. And you're going to get that much more than the maximum amount of the mortgage, which is pretty cool. So in our area, if it's 636 and we have $20,000 in energy saving or energy items that are qualified, that's, we could actually get a loan for $656. We had a borrower call us one day, and she was paying for this large project, $1.55 million. And she wanted to pay cash, and then she needed roughly $650,000 in work to be done to the house. And she called me very concerned that the lender wasn't moving fast enough and I'm going to lose the deal. And I had to remind her, I said, you're paying full price and you're putting that much down, close the loan. Some people don't see the solution and it's right in front of them. But since she's paying the full price and paying all cash, just close the loan and then do a quick refi immediately into the 203K or homestyle loan. In her case, the homestyle was the choice because she had so much equity. Let's see. Right now, we have a town here close to us that has a lot of old septic systems, very old septic systems, and many of the houses had been vacant for a while and dry. So when they go to fire them up, put water back in it, they were failing. Well, 203K, a standard full 203K, can be used to replace septic system. Be careful, because some of your lenders, we had one lender that was bragging about the fact that he was using the limited 203K and replacing failed septic systems. And I got a phone call from HUD one day saying, you understand that septic system replacement is not a limited 203K. It is a standard or full 203K. And I was always puzzled why they called me to tell me that. It was odd. So anyway, you can do septic systems. You can put new ones in. We had a house up in the mountains in a protected area. Redwood trees growing out of it. One of them was growing so close to the house that it was touching the roof, the edge of the roof, and actually had buckled the roof in that area. And the city would not let us cut the tree down. So they, part of the 203K money to cut around the tree and make it look, you know, and give it another 10 years to come out to that area. So anyway, for you people that are looking to learn more about the 203K or how it might work for you, please visit our website, 203konline.com. That's 203konline.com. If you need to know the prices in your area, go to helpful links. Let me see. I think we just took that link off here. I'll put a helpful links page back on there where you can actually log in and see what the maximum mortgage is in your county. Which is good. So the maximum mortgage limits are different for every county, by state, county by county. So just because it's 430 or 636 in San Francisco County does not mean it's that in Solano County. In fact, in Solano County, it's, I think, just over 400,000 mortgage amount. But it's usually related to the price of housing in the areas that you're working in. All right. Okay. Why would you use a 203K over a home style loan or vice versa? Well, FHA has the most lenient credit qualification and the lowest down payment, which is only 3.5%. Where on a, it's possible to get into a refinance situation with out of your pocket. Everything can be financed. So the 3.5%, as long as you show equity, you may not have to have that minimum down payment. The PMI was what can eat you up on a high cost loan. I talked to a guy the other day, and his loan, his PMI is $180 a month. He was a contractor that was working on another job for us and happened to ask about that PMI, and he shared with me that it was $180 a month. And I said, well, how long have you had? He said a couple of years, and he said the equity has just grown sky high. We got a lot of equity, and nobody was wanting to help him refinance that. So we put him with one of our lenders so that they can refinance him out of that PMI and get him into a conventional loan that has no PMI. But private mortgage insurance, and it runs about 0.75 point or 0.75 of the total loan amount. So, okay, on home style, you do have home style loans you can get into for as little as 5%, but if you do, if you're under 20% down, you will have PMI on those as well. Okay. Let's see what else we got here. I think that's all those questions that came in over the. So, 203K is clearly the way to go for many people. I see with a 203B, if the house is not quite what they want it to, turn it to a limited 203K. It doesn't require a consultant, so they can just list the things that they want to do. But 203Ks do have some nuances where you have a consultant K, they call them consultant 203K. We are obligated to upgrade any fuse boxes to breaker panels. So that becomes a problem or problematic from time to time. I had a contractor the other day that said, oh, we don't need to do the electrical box. There's nothing wrong with it. What knob and tube is acceptable in our area, and those fuse boxes are just fine. Well, it's not up to him. Guy way out in the country, we were out there, and I said, you forgot to put your replacement of this fuse box in the or fuse panel in your scope of work. He said, well, we're way out here, and I don't know how to tell you this, but the electric, they don't have enough power on that pole out in front of our house to put a damp panel. I said, really? He said, tell me more about that. And he went on to share his knowledge with me when I told him I was the electrical instrument specialist at Stauffer Chemical in my youth. And the neighbor over there had a huge panel on the side of her house, and she saw us looking as I was pointing to it and came out on her front porch. She said, can I help you? And I told her what was going on. I said, that's a nice panel you got there. She says, yeah, it's a 600 amp panel. Looked at the contractor, and I said something like, I give her 600 amps and you can't get 200. Wow. He got real red faced and, of course, went ahead and and we added that to the scope of work. So let's go. Don or Doug, if you could, let's go to a commercial for a second.
Thinking of becoming a 203K consultant? contact us to see if you qualify. Home inspectors, contractors, architects, and engineers most likely qualify. Create an additional profit center using your existing knowledge base. For more information, visit 203ksoftware.com, and you'll be glad you did.
All right, so we had some interesting issues this week. I had a couple new people sign up for 203K training as consultants, which is one of the things that we do and we offer and have since 1994. So if you're a home inspector or a general contractor looking for another avenue of income, another stream of income, then you may consider becoming a consultant. You should have at least 3 years experience as a residential contractor or a home inspector, and or if you're an architect or an engineer, then you're pretty much shoot in. You're going to be welcomed with open arms. So architects and engineers don't have to qualify. They just have to show their badge or a diploma or whatever and show that they're in business, which is pretty cool. They also, as a regular part of their work, follow the job from start to finish. So they're on the job probably more so than a consultant who usually sees the job about once every 30 days. They might be out there every other week or every week. So it's a natural project for them to do the draws, follow that project from start to finish. Now, if you have a project that you're thinking about, then you know, feel free to call a consultant near you or call us. We'll be happy to answer your questions. We're going to always be there for you. And one thing, it's for us, it's a kick in the pants to help people find out what they can and can't do with the 203K. It's just it's good business. So I'm trying to find our phone number again. So you, and I am not having luck. So I'll get it for you at the next break. But okay, here we go. It's 888-08. Whoops, wait a minute. It's 888. If you want to be on the show, or you want to listen to the show, rather, it's 888-627-6008. So feel free to call in if you like. Actually, that, so if you want to call in and be part of the show, it's 888-627-6008. That is the call-in line. All right. We have all things, interesting jobs to share with you. 203K, I get asked all the time. You say, well, I have a foundation issue. I probably can't do a 203K there, right? Somebody told them that they could not do a repair or replacement. Well, we do foundation repairs all the time. Next, we had a couple of years ago in, I think it was in Placerville, California. We had a severe movement of the foundation. There was 4-inch wide cracks in the kitchen floor, and one side of that crack was 6 inches lower than the other side. And that's the kind of thing that we can do. We ended up using, that was my first experience with push piers. That's a, what they did was they tied on to the foundation. It was a concrete slab foundation, so they tied onto the sides and secured their equipment to the foundation. And then they actually push steel, P piers right down into the ground, and in about 30-inch sections. So they'd push 30-inch section, and then they'd screw another one on and push another 30 inches, screw another one, another 30 inches. And they'd keep doing that until they reached hard rock. And they know they hit the hard rock when it started lifting the foundation. As they started lifting that foundation, the crack got closer and closer together until it was just a 16th of an inch or thereabouts. And they're lifting this around on all sides as needed. But in our case, they were lifting it on three sides. And they got that floor level. And it surprised the heck they could do it that way. And it was a fascinating job to watch. And if you go on to, eaglelift.com, you can see some videos talking about eaglelift.com. But once they have it there, then they fill that with a structural foam. They fill the voids. And this is a structural foam that they originally invented and had the patent on, but a lot of people are using now. I found out sometimes it's better to let people use your patented item and make money on it than hope that you're going to get all the business in the country. It's just not going to happen. But it was fascinating to me to watch that as it came back to its level. And then they guarantee it for 30 years so that it won't get out of level more than X number of centimeters. So it's kind of fascinating to see some of the stuff we see every day. We had another one with push piers that was done by a different outfit in Walnut Creek, California. And same situation. They just dig a hole there, attach their equipment, bolt it right into the foundation, and then they start raising that up until they get it where they want it. We had another San Rafael on the water. These people had a boat dock in the back of their yard. So they were on the water and they were below the floods. Foundation repairs to do. So they found out by raising the house 3 feet in the air, which gave them more work room to work on that foundation, that they could actually lose and get rid of their annual flood insurance premium, which is $2,400 a year. So they liked that idea. So we ended up doing that. And the garage itself, when it raised up, they had a funny looking garage, frankly. The garage door had to be increased in size. The standard 6'8". Now it was going to go up to, I think it went up another 2 or 3 feet. So they had to adjust for that. But it some of these pictures I can stick up on the internet for you at our website. So watch for that in the next few days, and I'll see if I can't get that done for you. And once we have that house raised up, we had to fix the siding, of course. There was a big fireplace. Luckily, he was happy to take that fireplace out. In Marin County, I don't think you can burn a wood fireplace anymore, except days of the month, and maybe not at all anymore. So just have to keep track of it all. We've done swimming pools with the home style. All these programs are unique and allow you to do pretty much anything. You just got to pick the right program to get your project done. So keep in mind that every project is different and every project is unique. If you're doing a simple, let's say you're buying a house and the kitchen needs remodeled, that can be a limited 203K. You know, let's say that's only going to cost you about $25,000. That's a limited 203K. If your house that you're buying just needs a roof, again, it can be a limited 203K. So the limited 203K is non-structural. So when you're doing that roof, if you're just replacing the shingles, That's non-structural. If you're doing foundation work, that's structural. If you're removing a wall, well, let's see, if you're removing a wall and it's not a support wall, it's not a load-bearing wall, it might be limited 203K. So all this is customizable to your situation. Why would you want a limited 203K versus a full 203K? Well, if it's a smaller amount of repairs, you know, somewhere like $1,000 to $35,000, then it could be a limited as long as there's no structural. And let's talk about that, because that's a big, big question from time to time. $35,000 is not true with the FHA limited 203K. That the maximum loan amount is $35,000. So you run out there and you build your repairs up to $35,000 and you turn it in to the lender. It is not. It's now a full or standard 203K. Why? Because a $35,000 number includes costs and fees of $800 and contingency reserve. So if your lender requires a 20% contingency reserve on your limited 203K, then in fact, your construction cost is going to be limited to about $28,500. You put 20% contingency on that and your $800 costs and fees, you're going to be darn close to your $35,000. If your lender only requires a 10% contingency reserve, then you're looking at somewhere around $32,800 for con. So be careful. Once it switches from limited to a full or standard 203K, you're not supposed to be able to go back. Some lenders will take it back and pretend that never happened, but they're in violation of the guideline if they do that. So it's best to know your parameters, find out how much your lender is going to make you contingency reserve, 10%, 15%, and then back that out of your $35,000, and then you'll determine how much actual construction cost you're allowed. Now, that contingency reserve may end up being used for construction, but it's there just in case. You're identifying everything that you can see is wrong with the house and going to fix those items. Unforeseen things come up, you have contingency. If you open a wall and you find dry rot in there, or some things, you cannot legally cover it up, you have to fix it. So where's that money going to come from? It comes from contingency. If you don't have enough contingency, where does it come from? It comes out of the borrower's pocketbook. We had one recently, in fact, construction is still going on, where I had put 20% based on the house being about 100 years old. And when you got a 100-year-old house, you're probably going to need every bit of the 20% contingency. But the borrower would want to keep his loan low, keep the amount I'm borrowing low, low, low. I don't want to borrow that extra 10%. In this case, it was 100, and I want to say 100. Let's just say $100,000 project, he wanted 10, and I was recommending $20,000. Well, he's gone through all of his construction now, and it turns out he's short. He's short about $12,000, and he doesn't have it. Had he put the 20% contingency in there, he would be very close to having everything that he needed. So this is always sad when they don't listen to your consultant. Why have a consultant in the first place? He's your friend. He's not an enemy. He's not trying to make this unsolvable. Once you get the construction finished, you're going to want to get out of that PMI anyway and refinance the house. So borrow more than you need if you need to. You know, take the 20% contingency. There's absolutely no reason to put yourself in a bind, especially if you don't have any extra cash to fulfill the need. Now, you know, $40,000 or $50,000 extra just in case money, and you want to use it for the contingency, fine. You can actually put the contingency up in cash, and if it's not used, you can get it back in a check, kind of like cash. So, just to keep your loan amount down, we have one gal recently that bought a house, and she just telling me, I just want to do the bare minimum. I just want to fix just the absolute stuff I have to do, nothing more. I don't want to make anything nicer than it is. Just tell me what I minimum work I have to do. And we come up to about $30,000 or $35,000 plus contingency. In doing so, I went there for the first draw. It's supposed to be every 30 days. We go out there and take a look and see the progress. 30 days came, tried to make an appointment. No, I'm not quite ready. So I said, well, you're supposed to have one every 30 days. You're no longer in compliance with your loan. All right, well, I'll call you when I'm ready. A couple days later, a week later, I get a call from the lender. Have you talked to them about a draw yet? I said, yeah, and they tell me they're not ready. She said, make them ready. So I called and we set up the draw, and I get out there and they have removed walls in the nothing. This was a full 2 or 3K, so removing walls could have been in our scope. Talking to the contractor on the side, it looks like this this particular deal, they had about $75,000 in other work beyond the scope, our scope of work, which was about $35,000. Might have been $40,000 even. But when you sign a contract with HUD or with the 203K loan, part of the stipulations is that you cannot and must not and will not, and you agree, will not change the scope of work without doing it through the change order process for unforeseen items. So it turns out this particular client committed fraud from day one and made part of a fraud, which is heartbreaking because we could all go to jail. So it's best to adhere to the program, realize what you did, and if she had been she wanted to keep her loan amount down so that her mortgage payment would be low and her PMI would be low. Well, let's think about that. Had she put the $75,000 and worked it into her scope and put her 3.5% down plus the $75,000 to have, she probably would have had 20% down and could have qualified for a different loan program like the Fannie Mae Homestyle and gotten away without having any PMI from day one. So now the project is going along and it's taking a lot longer because our $30,000 or $40,000 project should have been done 3 or 4 months ago. And she had the how come this has taken so long? You know, like I'm the job manager. Consultant is not at any time your project manager. It is not our job to see that the contractor shows up on time ever. So having said that, when you take on a 203K project, you're also taking on the responsibility of boss. It's up to you to be the boss. That means you being at the job site periodically and letting the contractor know when he doesn't show up or send somebody out to that job that he needs to get somebody out there. You cannot call your consultant and say, hey, you know, this, you're not keeping this contractor busy. You know, he's not working. So that's not the consultant's idea or it's not his job. Okay. The consultant is supposed to be just there once every 30 days or so to check the progress. And in doing so, we make payments or authorize the lender to cut a check for the payments so that the contractor can get his cash flow. So we got to keep that contractor's cash flowing in order for him to buy more materials to finish that job. And if you don't do that, your job is going to drag on and on and on. And if you illegally, fraudulently add construction that's going on besides this work that gets in the way of the consultant's scope of work, you're making it look like the contractor doesn't know how to keep his job going, when in reality, he's done a great job, even with the double the amount, little more than double the amount of was in our scope on the side work. It's just not right. It doesn't look good. HUD says, how come this project has taken so long? It's a $30,000 or $40,000 project. Should have been done in no more than 90 days, rather. So what can you do? You know, when you got your customer not taking your advice as your consultant and then complaining that the project is taking too long. Not a whole lot. So be careful of doing those kind of things, consultant. Don't try to commit fraud around him because you're making him part of it or her part of that fraud. So they're unwilling participant in your fraud. Fraud's a big word. It's a scary word. It can put you in jail. So as we go through these things, you know, talk to your consultant. Let him know exactly what is going on, what you want to do, and he'll help you or she'll help you find the way to get what you want done at the best possible way. In her case, in this last case, that extra money could have saved her PMI. PMI in her case, again, was about $400 a month because of the price that she paid for the property and the construction that we did. So she's paying all this $400 a month. The project is now hitting 6 months. $2,400 she could have saved had she done this properly. So so anyway, trust your consultant. You know, that's why you have them. I get a kick out of people who you know, just kind of keep the secrets, all these secrets on their construction project, yet so they've never done one before. They don't know the process. They don't know anything about it. They hire a consultant and then to tell the consultant nothing. Give him nothing to work with. We're going to get in next week to feasibility analysis and some other things that can save you money if they're done right and cost you money if you do them wrong. We'll have a nice outline of our show for next week so that you can have a written copy to follow along with us should you decide to do so. We are having fun with this project. We're having fun with the 203K. I think it's the best loan product out there, and every sale should be a renovation loan. Some of our lenders have renovation loans that go higher than the FHA loan limits. We'll talk about that next time. So thanks for joining us. This is Mike Young.
Tune in every Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time to BBS Radio Station 1 and learn more about making home renovations possible, profitable, and hassle-free. Isn't it time you learned how to make money doing something you loved? Visit 203konline.com now, and let's get your home makeover projects done right.